Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weather forecast today from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, showers and thunderstorms should start to end later this afternoon, high near 70 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 50, and on Thursday, sunny with a high near 73. And in the news for today, in state news, from WPR comes this report that the man accused of killing a retired Wisconsin judge and who had a list in his vehicle that included prominent national political figures has died. Authorities say 56-year-old Douglas Ude shot former Juneau County Court Circuit Judge John Raymer in Raymer's New Lisbon home on Friday before shooting himself. He was taken to a hospital and placed on life support. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says Ude was declared brain dead on Saturday. His body was on life support until Tuesday to allow for organ donation. Raymer sentenced Ude to 6 years in prison in a 2001 burglary case. Ude had a list of potential targets that included Raymer, Wisconsin's governor, Michigan's governor, and U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. In other state news from the La Crosse Tribune, in response to shifting legislation around abortion rights, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin began distributing new family planning kits to patients last week. The Make a Plan kits include emergency contraceptive, a pregnancy test, condoms, and an informational flyer on offerings at Planned Parenthood facilities. The organization began distributing the kits to offer additional options to prevent unplanned pregnancy. The kits are available free of charge to both insured and uninsured patients. Distributing the new planning kits was a direct response to the drafted Supreme Court opinion that would overturn the legal right to abortion established in the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling. In local news from the Vernon County Times, McIntosh Memorial Library, in partnership with Vernon County UW Extension, will be hosting a series of youth programs in the library garden as part of the Oceans of Possibilities summer reading program. The Growing Forward Together garden is located directly across Rock Avenue from the library behind the Pool House building. Garden programming is scheduled from Tuesday, June 14th to Sunday, August 21st. On Tuesday afternoons, beginning June 14th at 12:30 p.m., youth 6 to 12 years old are invited into the garden for a program titled Cook the Book. This program, designed for older youth, will involve literature, learning about the garden produce, and cooking. In the month of July, UW Extension staff will be leading a program titled Grow It, intended for youth ages 6 to 12, which will give youth the opportunity to do activities with the garden. Weeding, watering, and harvesting are just some of the projects participants will be part of. This will happen on Tuesdays at 3:30 p.m. beginning on Tuesday, July 5th. UW Extension staff will also lead a program on Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. beginning on Thursday, July 7th, titled Bugs in the Garden. This program is for youth 6 to 12 and will be about bugs and butterflies living in the library garden space. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.